Just explain the role that a community fire guard plays.
Well, essentially, community fire guard groups are small groups of neighbours who are concerned about fire safety, and they actually come together in groups and learn more awareness about different issues in relation to fire safety, like bushfire behaviour, personal survival, house survival, and actually, as a group, they learn have a lot of knowledge about what is likely to happen and how they can protect themselves, but also how they can protect their whole street.
Mm. So it is particularly for areas that perhaps don't have their own brigade?
No, sometimes the brigades do actually work with fire guard groups. It is a little bit separate to the brigades because we think about the brigades of actually putting the fire out, where community fire guard groups are a little bit about warning each other. They might hear something on the radio and they can call each other and say, we've heard that there's a fire up the road, get yourself organised, and even helping to prepare their home. So if we've got people who are a bit vulnerable who can't do some of that preparation, groups will actually have little working bees on each other's properties. Or even if you've got someone who's a bit vulnerable who perhaps doesn't drive and I'm going to leave the area, we can organise to pick that person up and go to a safer area on high-risk days.
Mm. What are the big questions that you're getting asked at the moment by people, Jay?
I guess most people are concerned about if they're leaving on a high-risk day, exactly where they're going to be going to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's certainly a really difficult question to answer, and that's where planning is really important. And times like this is the time you can sit down as a family and say, well, if we don't want to be here on a high-risk day because we don't think we could defend the home, what are our options? You know, do we have relatives in a safer area that we can travel to and stay for a few days? Or, you know, even if it's at a neighbour's property who's just far, far better prepared and who are quite happy to have some more members looking after their properties.
Someone to do the washing up while just in case, where you're sort of safe and hang around there for the day.
Yeah, and certainly, and when there's a fire in the area, you're always going to feel a lot more comfortable if there's five adults looking after a property rather than just one person looking after a property.
Yeah, absolutely. Jay, can I ask you this? When people are asking you about when to leave and how to know when to leave, what do you tell them about when to come back?
I suppose that's where you need to, you know, even if people disappeared into Ballarat and went and saw a couple of movies for the day, because it's nice and cool in the cinema and those sorts of things.
That's what I'm thinking. Maybe you come out of the film at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the evening, and on those days you still have a warm northerly wind blowing quite strong.
Yep.
And there may not be a fire, but there's certainly still potential for a fire. What are you telling people about that? Do you get into that with them?
It's probably not something that's brought up as much, but it's certainly a good call. Getting information about are there fires in the area, so even making sure when you pop back into the car that you've got the ABC on so you're listening to whether there are fire events, or even going into, you know, getting onto the internet and having a look at if anything's happening. But certainly if there was, still strong winds, would be saying it'd be better to stay, you know, perhaps even overnight in some cases.
Mm. Is it right there's a fire ready kit which is on the web with the CFA?
Yeah, that's right.
What sort of stuff is in that?
That's just looking at things that you can take with you and you need to prepare before you leave. You know, really simple things like if I left my home and there was a big fire, I may not be able to get back. So even thinking about having a change of clothes and having some, money if I need to actually stay overnight in a caravan park. And if you're on medications that you need to take regularly, you know, having a spare script and those sorts of things. So I'm not going to get caught out in that regard.
Yeah. There's a lot of things. If people are living in bushfire-prone areas or fire-prone areas, there's a lot of things that people need to consider. Are you finding, Jay, just finally, that for some people it's too much for them to take in properly?
No, I think that the bulk of the people are starting to think, I need to stop and sit down and look at it today and over the next few weeks and start to make some decisions. And, look, there might be some people, it might be a little bit overwhelming, but more than anything, I think people are taking the risk as high for this year and starting to think, I can't be reliant on, the CFA to come and rescue me or even the government to come and tell me what to do. I need to start making some decisions and certainly we can get good information for people to start thinking about and starting by talking to your neighbours is an excellent starting point.
Jay, thank you. Jay Gardner, Community Fire Guard Facilitator with the CFA.